handoff right up the middle to Jacob Savage. He has the first down across the 40, down to about the 37-yard line. Clock continues to roll in a running clock situation here. First and 10 for Kingston inside Deckerville territory at the 38-yard line, according to the spot. 90 seconds remain in regulation.
Batu Garay makes the tackle, but not until Kingston gets a first down on the play.
Coming to the line. With a first and 10 in front of him. Minute and some change left in regulation in the first week of the postseason. Deckerville rolling through these 48 minutes. Dawson hands it off to number 3. Savage again coming around the right side. And he's being slowed down and finally brought down by Ethan Bowerman at the 33-yard line after a 6-yard, or according to a 4-yard gain, according to the spot. Second down and 6 upcoming with less than a minute to play.
Deckerville with a commanding lead, 54-16. An impressive night by them offensively, defensively. They were absolutely outstanding tonight. And Coach Brown, both Coach Browns, they have this team playing at an extremely high level at a really good time of the year because they are going to have some tough opponents on the road basically the rest of the way. So Deckerville going to enjoy a home win tonight and then be ready to travel on the road next week.
Dawson under center, less than 30 to play. Hands it off to Savage, this time coming to the left side, and he's tackled by number 4, Trevor Osborne, a 6-foot sophomore for the Deckerville Eagles. And that is going to be it. When all final and set after 48 minutes of play, the Deckerville Eagles put up 54 points to Kingston 16. And the Deckerville Eagles get the rematch, and they are 2-0 against the Kingston Cardinals this year. And the Deckerville Eagles advance to take on Augrey Sims in week number 2 of the postseason. Final score from Deckerville 54, Kingston 16, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Papsy Funeral Home of Deckerville has helped area families to connect and to honor and remember loved ones for almost 4 decades. Services include many opportunities for families to learn, share, and remember. They offer both free advanced planning guidance and 24/7 online grief support. Their website features a straightforward discussion of cremation and burial options and a frank look at bait-and-switch cremation price advertising. Apsy Funeral Home of Deckerville proudly supports the entire community and wishes the Deckerville Eagles best of luck in tonight's game.
This is Leanne Kohler. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Time for area women to get their screening and annual mammograms. If you are uninsured or underinsured and cannot afford a screening, you may be eligible for assistance through Kohler's Propane and the BCUPS program. BCUP stands for Breast Cancer, Understanding, Prevention, and Screening. Kohler's Propane has partnered with Marlette Regional Hospital's Mammography Department by providing a portion of our propane sales to the hospitals via Star Fund. It's our desire at Kohler's that no one be without the resources to fight breast cancer. For more information, call Marlette Regional Hospital or go to www.getkohlers.com.
Final score from Deckerville, Michigan in the first week of the postseason. The Deckerville Eagles throttle the Kingston Cardinals. 54-16 is your final score. And Dave Hansen, how did we get there starting at halftime?
Well, Deckerville led at the half 34-8. And it didn't take long. And Deckerville picks off their fourth pass of the day. That follows up by a Carlos Ibarra 3-yard touchdown run. 42-8, Deckerville was leading Kingston. Kingston would then respond with a Dawson, it's Kreiderman on a 50-yard touchdown pass, but Deckerville still had the lead, 42-16 in the third quarter. Carlos Ibarra, though, responds with another touchdown again. That would be the end of the third quarter with a 48-16 Deckerville lead over Kingston. And only one score in the fourth quarter, that senior Tyler Howard punches it in from 2 yards out, and Deckerville would win this ball game 54-16 in commanding fashion. The Deckerville Eagles move on to the next round.
When you take a look at the offensive stats and defensive stats for both squads, Dinkerville ends up with 393 total yards compared to Kingston's 192. 120 of those coming in the second half for Kingston. The Dinkerville Eagles, led by Carlos Ibarra with 31 carries, 169 yards, and two touchdowns all in the later half of the second half there. Derek Snyder, 15 carries, 106 yards, and four scores for him. Isaac Kineth, quarterback, 6 carries for 32 yards and 1 touchdown. Tyler Howard, 5 carries for 30 yards and 1 score. Ethan Bowerman, 1 carry for 19 yards. Connor Lamont, 1 carry for 9 yards. Through the air, Isaac Kineth was 2 for 4 for 28 yards. No interceptions there. Derek Snyder brought in 1 pass for 19 yards. Jeff Stone for 9 yards. Here's what's just surprising there, at least to seeing what Dinkerville was able to do on defense to this Kingston offense. 27 rushes for 92 yards on the night. They were led by Hunter James, who did not play in the second half. 7 carries for 34 yards and 1 score. 34 yards for Hunter James, the man who had over 800 yards in 8 games. Caleb Goss, 2 carries for 26 yards. Jacob Savage, 5 carries for 28 yards. Most of those yards coming late in the ball game. Lane Torrey, 9 carries for 12 yards. Hunter James, 2 for 10. For 36 yards and 3 interceptions. Nate Dawson, 2 for 11 for 64 yards. 1 touchdown, but also 1 interception. Levi Kreinerman brought in the pass for 50 yards for the score. Aaron Kaler with 1 reception for 25 yards. Jack Green, 1 reception for 14 yards. And Lane Torrey, 1 reception for 11 yards. Dave Anson, your thoughts.
Well, just not a lot going. Kingston, 4 for 21 through the air. That's devastating for an offense. 27 carries, 92 yards, and they got a decent amount of those running plays, Clark, in the last two series when all the subs were in for Dinkerville. This was an absolute dominating performance, and even when Dinkerville brought in the freshman quarterback, Bowerman, and some of the other running backs, they still went right down the field and scored on Kingston. So it just goes to show you that Dinkerville has a really good game plan coming in tonight. They executed it well, and the big hog mollies in the front, the offensive linemen, they dominated this game for 4 quarters.
Dinkerville had 28 tackles, 1 tackle for a loss, 4 interceptions in the night, and 3 sacks for a total of 22 yards, 6 penalties for 50 yards altogether. With those 4 interceptions, really the thing that really kept Kingston off the field and kept all momentum on the side of the Dinkerville Eagles. Joe DeVault led the way in tackles for 5 tackles there. Curtis Vogel, 1 tackle for a loss as well as 1 sack to go along with his 2 tackles on top of that. Kingston, 55 tackles, but no tackles for a loss and no sacks, no tip passes, no interceptions, no recovered fumbles. They were led by Aaron Kaler with 18 tackles on the night. 18 tackles for Aaron Kohler, really about the only highlight, but unfortunately Aaron Kohler in that second half was playing in the secondary, and that's never a good sign for the secondary making most of the tackles.
No, we were talking about that at halftime and at the end of the third quarter that we didn't really get an update on Hunter James. You know, we're assuming that they just took him out as respect for their senior and his last game. That's not the way he wants to go out, but I hope he's not injured or anything like that, but an absolute domination for the Dinkerville Eagles. Their defense really set the tone, and the offense just fed off of it all game long. And they made it look easy to score on Kingston tonight. And Kingston's defense has been no joke most of the year.
Taking a look at other area scores, we'll start in 11-player football. New Lothrop takes out Lakers 55-12, a final score from New Lothrop. Lakers finishes the season at 7-3 on the year. Cass City takes out Sandusky on the road. Cass City 32, Sandusky 28. Cass City now advances to take on New Lothrop at New Lothrop next Friday. Saranac falls to Pawan, Westphalia 62-14 in the other region, of Region 2. In Division 8 football, Ubley holds off a Saginaw MLS team who score with a minute 11 left in the game to make it a 2-point game. Ubley 30, Saginaw MLS 28. Harbor Beach over Saginaw Novelle gives up just one big bomb for a throw for about 50 yards. The only score for Saginaw Novelle in the night. Final score, Harbor Beach 26, Saginaw Novelle 6. And now Troy Shelkey, the most winningest coach in Harbor Beach football history, with one more victory than Jack Dillon now.
And how fitting is that he becomes the winningest coach in Harbor Beach history and they get their first win against Saginaw Novell in school history. So a very historical game for Harbor Beach. Just checking at the other side.